Hi, very good morning. Well, this is the market update brought to you on this Thursday by me, Ekta Bhatra. Well, yesterday it turned out to actually be a good session for our markets. The market snapped a three-day losing streak and rallied post the Reserve Bank of India policy and the fact that they hiked rates by 25 basis points. So the Nifty closed near 10,700 and closed above its 20-day moving average. What really stood out was the mid-cap index outperformance in yesterday's trade. The FII's net sold 81 crores in the cash market and the DII's net bought over 700 crores in the cash market yesterday. Well, the biggest cue to watch out for today has to be follow-on buying. Will there be buying from current levels or will there be consolidation? Now, in terms of the cues for today, it seems to be positive on the global front. So the US markets closed higher. Most of Asia as we speak is in the green. And we have SGX, which is indicating a positive start. If you look at other factors such as Brent crude, there's no surprises coming in from that. So it's around $75 per barrel. The other big cue to watch out for would be the Bank Nifty options expiry. In terms of Nifty levels to watch out for, it would be the 20-day moving average, like I mentioned earlier. 10,654 is where it's at. 50-day moving average, which is 10,537. And the 100-day moving average at 10,549. The other big thing to watch out for would be the mid-cap underperformance that we've seen. Is there going to be some amount of bottom fishing? And are we going to see a sustainable rally? It's important to keep in mind that the mid-cap index is down 1% week-to-date, but it's still down 12.5% year-to-date. And auditor issues, ASM stock lists, these kind of fundamental issues still weigh on the mid caps. Other stocks in focus would be something like a Canara Bank, where UK has fined Canara Bank's London branch, Sadbhav Infra, which is going to consider fundraising via securities, Lemon Tree, which has signed an agreement for a 104-room property at Gwalior, and they expect it to be operational by June 2020. ICICI Bank, which has clarified on media reports that the bank is yet to receive a copy of the NCLT order directing the bank to reverse 48 crores in the Ruchi Soya current account. McLeod Russell in focus as they've executed an MOU for a proposed disposal of a tea estate for a consideration of around 141 crores. A couple of other stocks in focus include South Indian Bank. The board has approved raising funds via equity issue worth around 50 crores. And lastly, something like a KDDL, where there is a board meet on June 11th to consider raising of funds via QIP preferential issue.